Anybody wants to get a 110-inch HDTV from Samsung, they are putting orders in right now, and you can have one in your home for a lovely 150 grand.
I'm sorry.
Yes!
I'm sorry, stop.
Yes.
Did you say $150,000?
Yes, sir. $150,000.
Like 150,000.
Yes, it is.
150 fucking grand?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Let me tell you something. Not even though Zoe Saldana was showing up naked on that motherfucker every day, would I pay that kind of money? And I don't care what kind of oil she brought me.
Wow. It could be olive oil, baby oil, or just freaking corn oil. Okay.
Could be vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil. Jesus. Okay, when this recorder has been in play, we've always been in play, and that's how it is on the New Year's Eve edition of G-Fi Radio. Of course, I'm here with Teacher Extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, folks. How you doing out there in Radio Land?
All right. So, you getting ready for the New Year?
Yes, I am, man. Yes, I am.
You're getting ready for your balls to drop? Good God, did I say that?
Yes, you did, man.
Yes, I did.
I guess this is the unfiltered version.
The unfiltered version. Well, you know, you got to go out with a bang in the end of the year. Why not?
True.
And speaking of Mr. Bangham Smurf himself, Mr. GPS calling via satellite from where?
Grandview, New Jersey.
Grandview, New Jersey. Where is that, sir?
That is on 17 north of 80, about, say, 8 miles.
Say what?
Okay, now for those who only understand the plain words of English, 17 from 80 to me is 63?
Not quite.
Okay.
It's...
What town are you near?
Paramus, if you know where that is.
Okay, yes, I do.
About 5 miles north of Paramus.
Oh, I thought you said Uranus, man. That's all like Uranus.
Uranus, what? Oh,
that's what I thought what you said.
Good Lord. Now Mr. Cortez is getting into it. I got it. That works out well. But let's talk about this. New Year's Eve is upon us, and How are you, Mr. GPS? How are you going to break in the new year?
If everything works out right, I'll be just parking this thing just as I hit the door. The other way to do it is just to go on, take it back down to the yard, and drive back on the car with all the other drunk drivers on the road.
All right. I got that. So, and Mr. Cortez, you're going to have a little shindig this evening.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be going up to Doylestown, man. One of my wife's friends is having invited me, her, and also the baby to this New Year's Eve party up in Doylestown, so it's going to be pretty nice.
All right, well, y'all going to be up the way.
Pretty much, man. Pretty much. So this is just something new, man. We taking Autumn with us to give her a test run to see how she, you know, see what she can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. It'll be the, you know, I think Autumn will like the new year. I don't know about all the whole horns and all that other pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, there's some question about that. Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
We got our own stuff here. That's it. That's all you're going to get.
Batman Scoop, Crook Clan, Timberland. Batman Scoop, Crook Clan.
Guess who's coming? Timberland, a.k.a. Bill Drummonds. Who gon' get it crunk like me, Timberland? Or my nigga Scoop, a.k.a. Fat Man? We guaranteed to make the party people bounce. Fellas say ho, girls say ah. Looking at the cornrows up in the club. Girl, don't be bashful, girl, back it up. Throw it, girl, like
like it's potent, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can. White girl, shake it like you're running from a suntan. My dog, grip it, grab it like it was a soda can. What you talking about holding back? Better get on the dance floor, drop it like it was a Cadillac. What you talking about cutting the slack? Girl, girl, you better bend that back. Where my girls roll deep in the club? Can't wait to hit the bar and get effed up. Where my dogs who got more than 100 bucks? Can't wait to freak one of those big old bugs. Before we start to turn it out, you must learn to crunk out. Before we start to turn it out, you must first begin to
breathe in.
Freak on the club, be gone. We ain't put the album out, niggas got they leak on. I done went up in the club, seen a hoe with a thong. I ain't heard good at first, she was singing a song. Shorty rockin' Donna, she was pushing and poppin'. Red bone with a bop, she was stopping and dropping, stopping and dropping. Girl, it's the part of the song when you need be snaking and whopping, snaking and whopping. Yeah, ho, Mag made the song. Y'all niggas still popping and locking. He ain't no zone and he ain't the white girl. I ain't turbo, rocking the damn curl. Watch Mag ho, I'ma break it down slow. When you get it right, girl, go for what you know. Wiggle a bit, stop, drop. Get up, snake, freak, wop. Wiggle a bit, stop, drop. Get up, snake, freak, wop. Get off the wall, hands off your balls. Yeah, nigga with the brick in your hand trying to ball. You don't want shorty, I don't show you dance. Go once, go twice, you done lost your chance. Now stop a big pun, stop a big pun. Drop a big girl, drop a big girl.
If you got the fattest ass on the block, now drop. Let a nigga see the coochie pop, now drop. Do the snake, do the freak, do the wop, now drop. Yo, don't stop, don't stop.
Who came with a cape on his back, pulled up with some gin, hopped out the Cadillac. Mag is chillin', Tim is chillin'. When I get up in this club, I'm making a whole killin'. Got no game, but I got big cash. Mess around, I be leaving this club with Stacey Dash. I ain't cute enough, but my Jimmy got a flick in his shimmy. I'm in the club pullin' hoes with Timmy.
I'm a shadow people, pick it where you at. I'm a Broadway people, pick it where you at. With my fellas in the bag with the carny at. With my girls who think they got it like that. All my independent women, pick it where you at. All my get money dog, pick it where you at. With my girls with the thong, they shaking the. If you love to sing along, nigga, holler back.
If you got the fattest ass on the block, now drop. Let a nigga see the coochie pop, now drop. Do the snake, do the freak, do the wop, now drop. Yo, don't stop, don't stop. Wheel eyes, down south thighs, now drop. Waistline, 5, 6, 7, now drop. One time, all in together, now drop. Yo, don't stop, don't stop. Show me what you're working with. 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 Hand over.
Right there. Hey. 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 H
But now, let's get into this. Since we're talking about babies and mamas, let's talk about some baby mama drama. Soundboard, let's get to this, please. Okay, gentlemen, of course, you know, we can't leave 2013 without some baby mama drama. Do you remember the old Christmas song, Mr. GPS, What Child Is This?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Cortez, you remember that song, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, maybe this should more be labeled, not more of what child is this, but whose child is this? Why, I dare say, it involves none other than Mr. Dwayne Wade.
Oh!
Yes, sir! Mr. Miami Heat himself.
Been putting the heat down, huh?
Oh, he's been laying more than some heat. He's been laying...
The pipe.
The pipe? The pipe is not enough. He's been laying the pipe and the skeet. Oh, yes. We going raw dog today. We going raw dog. So, here's a story from our peoples at the NY Daily News. There's been a whole rumor speculation that Dwayne Wade fathered a newborn son outside of his relationship with his fiance, his new fiance, Gabrielle Union.
Oh, wow.
Speculation. But now, speculation has turned into fact. The mother of Wade's one-month-old baby has been identified as 30-year-old Asia Metoye. Don't ask me to say that name again. And the NBA star called the child a blessing to the Wade bloodline. And Gabrielle is getting that nine locked and loaded.
Nah, she go with the program, man. She kind of knew when he came in he didn't have like a squeaky clean image to begin with.
Well, during a press conference Monday, the 31-year-old NBA player spoke out about his newborn baby boy. I had a time, a part in our break, in our pain and our hurt. A blessing came out of it in my life. Having a son that was born healthy, quote unquote, from Dwayne Wade. Yes, the G-Dog is here on 2013, too. But let's hear this quote again. I had a time, a part in our break, in our pain and our hurt. A blessing came out of it in my life, having a son that was born healthy. Now, all I got to know is, who is the PR person for Dwayne Wade? That man is getting paid big time to come up with some little slick shit like that.
No, I think I really believe that somebody, his baby mama, probably approached him and told him, if you don't acknowledge my child, I will let the whole world know who you really are, what you're really about.
Mm.
I think that's what happened, man.
It could be. Mr. GPS, do you concur with that?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That PR guy's pretty good.
Didn't I just tell you that? He is.
He good.
That's some slick. No,
very slick.
The times of joy and the times of pain. And then I skeeted in the brain. You know what I mean? Either way, the date of his son's birth. Damn, somebody had a typo here in the NY Daily News. It's not bith, it's birth. The birth puts the conception of the child roughly in early February when he claims he was on break from the relationship. But our buddies at TMZ pointed out in several Instagram photos, Miss Union posted the two of us of the two as a couple around the same time. I don't know, man. I don't know.
She posted those not necessarily was taking those pictures, not necessarily with him.
Oh, they were with him.
GPS, he cheated on that girl. It's no way. It's no way around it, bro.
I mean,
It was separated, but he, you know, if I'm separated from my wife, does that give me the right to go out here and have a kid?
No. How long are we going to stay separated?
It's not it was separated.
I mean, come on, let's be real, fellas. I mean,
we
all been sexually active now a good majority, you know, at least half our lifetimes.
But some people 3/4 of their lifetime.
We don't know how long, like separation. Are we talking about separate for a month, separate for a year, separate for how long?
Depends. I mean, listen, if his drive is such that he likes it every day, well, then you got to expect this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't necessarily fault the man, can you?
No, but
you can't.
But here's the thing. These Instagram photos were from Valentine's Day, kind of near the time, the same month of where he skeeted in somebody else.
Wait, the baby was born in February?
No, the baby was conceived in February.
Baby was conceived in February, so it's here now.
Yes, since November.
Since November.
Yeah, try to pull some magic out of that one, Houdini.
There
you
go. Well, he never said how long they were separated. He said time of separation, so hell. You know, that could have been, you know, one good fight, we'll get the fuck out, and I'm out. And, you know, it ain't going to take long for him, you know what I mean? All he got to do is show up.
What's up, Don? Oh.
What's going on in here?
The J, the I, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy. The J, the I, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
Here is a message to the super hoes. Just keep in mind when Jimmy grows, it grows and grows and grows, so let it. But keep in mind about the epidemic. When Jimmy releases, boy, it pleases. But what do you do about all these diseases? Jimmy is Jimmy, no matter what. So take care of Jimmy, cause you know what's up. Cause now in winter, AIDS attacks. So run out and get your Jimmy hats. It costs so little for a pack of three. They're Jimmy hats for the winter attack. Good for a present, great for lovers. Demonstrated by the Jungle Brothers. Protect your Jimmy and keep him fresh. They're Jimmy hats by KRS. So, remember you're never too old.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
Remember you're never too bold.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
Do me a favor, wear your hat. So Jimmy, who had the opportunity to come back? Well, Red Alert is down with BDP, teaching you all about Jim Browski. I don't want to hear that you're not with it. Turn around and see your butt in a clinic. Having doctors just poke at Jimmy. Let me express what now what's in me. Too many people take too many risks. Too many people I see get dissed. Jimmy hats are now in style. Cause you can't trust a big butt and a smile. Some are dry and some lubricated. Many companies make it, made it. So all you super hoes, wear your hat. Cause dripping Jimmy's is straight up whack. Keep in mind about Jim Browski. Jimmy hats by BDP.
The J, the I, the M, the Y. The J, the I is Jimmy.
It's
Jimmy.
I told you it fits.
The J, the I, the M, the M, the Y. The J, the I, the M is Jimmy.
Jimmy is the capital of the world. And I'm gonna tell y'all something else. When I say Transformer style. You know what I mean? Like,
but he's just playing old sloppy, Mr. GPS.
You got to wrap up, boss. Every time you do that, you know, you talking easily, you know, if you're in that $20,000 a month club, you're easily talking $250,000 a year. How many times can you keep that up?
Mm-hmm. And remember, don't forget now, how much was that ring that he got her?
Nothing paid on mortgages. I think it was enough to pay off mortgages.
That ring that Dwayne Wade got her was enough to pay all of our mortgages and beyond.
Cash is just sloppy. Just like they are on the court, man. Just sloppy.
Yeah, just dropping the ball all over the place.
Yeah, man. Then they're trying to make up excuses on why they keep dropping the ball every 5 minutes. Because I'm sorry, if I had a fine woman like Gabrielle Union, I wouldn't be cheating on her like that, man. I'd make that relationship work.
But remember, do you remember the saying that I've always told everybody, you know, if you to avoid these type of problems, what do you do?
Skeet in the back seat.
Yes, sir! Skeet in the back seat.
I don't think Dwayne listened to you, man.
Yeah, but I gotta say again.
Oh, Jesus, okay, come on, attorney. Bring it in.
After 20 years, roughly, of being out here sexually active, do you really want to take it out?
Nah, see, man, when you're married in the situations that we're in, man, it's all good. It's all good, man.
Don't mean the chick can't gargle, but anyway.
wow. This is not a family show anymore, is it?
Has it ever been one? Really?
No.
True that.
Man, I've used the soundboard is busy today, but even more than that, let's put it this way. Mr. Dwayne Wade has to worry about one thing and one thing only.
In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous.
Yes!
In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
That's it. That's all he has to worry about now.
Hey!
Law and order is coming his way.
You need to be here.
New York, baby.
Yeah, in New York. How much in L.A.? How much in Miami?
Oh, God. That's right. I forgot. He's family. Oh. Well, question is, where is she living? That's what you got to go by.
I think that's L.A.
Wow.
I don't know, man, but that's a pot that's too hot to stir, like I keep telling you guys. But that's a different story. So either way, Mr. Wade, obviously, congratulations on the birth of a child. And congratulations on having one hell of a PR person. You definitely need to keep that guy in your back pocket.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Hopefully we all have learned a vital lesson from this situation. I hope he learned something. I don't think he learned anything.
Well, let's hope he does. Let's hope he learns something.
Puss is a whole different aspect of life. Wars done started from country to country over their women. Pussy is one of the most powerful things in the world. And a lot of people don't understand how powerful pussy is. Pussy makes niggas blow their brains out, their bitch brains out. Pussy makes people do things they never would think they do.
The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why every motherfucker in the world dressed fly. Every baller that can afford it, they cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. Let's have some fun. S-S-Y, that's why niggas get their hair cut, try to dress fly. Every baller that can afford it, he cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. I knew this girl, we call her Sweet Goose Brown. Hands down, mommy had the bombest pussy in town. One dip in the girl pool, that's all it took. One sample of the snapper and your ass is whooped. Had you buying Gucci sandals matching pocketbooks. Blowing up a beeper, ringing a phone off the hook. Ball players spent money, rappers they spent time. All the while, both claiming that they never spent a dime. Business guys, she was victimized. Have them paying rent on condos in a Miami high rise. They asked her, who pussy's this? Looking right in her eyes. She said, this pussy's yours, daddy. Tell them nothing but lies. Ha, they didn't believe it, but they wanted to, needed to. She had the type of body that you didn't want leaving you. So they ignored all her flirting ways and put a ring on her finger. I'm like, Earth the Dave. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why every motherfucker in the world dressed fly. Every baller that can afford it gotta have a best ride. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why niggas get haircuts, try to dress fly. Every baller that can afford it, they cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U, I see you.
I ain't no rapper, but I'ma sing my shit. When it comes down to that motherfucking click, 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 niggas are sick, sick, sick. Turn on you quick, quick, quick. And that's why I be giving mommy much dick, dick, dick. While y'all trumps be copping them diamonds and furs and all that. Fiending for this pussy as if y'all was on crack. When it comes to the truth, I can't hold back. Y'all cats that be babysitting these balls need to be smacked. It's this nigga named Monroe that I know from way back. He hit the lotto, bought this girl a Cadillac. Now this bitch be creeping behind this nigga's back. He busted her, guess what? He still took the bitch back. Three things niggas love, money, pussy, and drugs. Can't get one without the other, less you soften in love. Y'all take it from a pair who's done all the above. Niggas, it's the lesbian R&B thug.
The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why every motherfucker in the world dressed fly. Every baller that can afford it gotta have a best ride. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why niggas get haircuts, try to dress fly. Every baller that can afford it, they cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U, I see you.
Niggas would do anything for some pussy. Hey, 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 oh. See, it don't matter who you are, where you're from in this life. At some point, you're gonna wanna get you some. Yes, you will. Ooh, oh, hello.
So we go from shocking babies to Big Pimpin'.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have to go into the Big Pimpin' department. And, you know, it's not really news, but it's always good to hear about this type of news here. So if I can get my soundboard to come on back and let's see. Can I get him to come back here? Yes. Okay, wouldn't you love to be in the situation, Mr. GPS, that Jigga Man and Beyonce are in right now?
And what exactly is their problem?
Oh, there's no problem. On the contrary, wouldn't you like to go to an Atlanta club, be drunk in love, and spend 100 G's on drinks at the club? Put it on my tab. Well, of course, the power couple spend 100 G's on drinks in the VIP at Club Rain in Atlanta. They were celebrating the their successful careers, which, of course, included her record-setting iTunes album and Jigga Man's 9 Grammy nominations.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Get out of here.
Yes. 9. And Yeah, he of course for Magna Carta Holy Grail, 9 Grammy nominations, more than any other performer. So you know, they just generously bought nearly $100,000 in drinks for the entire VIP section.
$100,000 in drinks.
In drinks, bro, this is where you need to be, Mister Wining and Dining, Grewing and Chilling.
Man, that means you had to. You probably didn't have to pay for your entry fee into the club. You didn't have to pay for no drinks. You just had to physically be there.
Yeah, that's it. You were in the VIP. If you were part of the VIP section, you were straight.
And NASA, were they a part of that VIP section?
NASA?
Yes, they're a little aggravated with that. This is no one writing now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They're not too happy, man.
Hey, I didn't get that. What did he say?
NASA. He was saying if NASA's kind of pissed off at Beyonce, did they get any drinks at the VIP? And it struck me why he said that. Because in Beyonce's video, in one of her videos, there is a few seconds of audio from the Challenger disaster. And a lot of people were in an uproar for that.
Extra large.
Extra large. Yes, I am. Thank you, but that's not your business.
I'm sorry, I was ordering a coffee.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I thought you were talking about me. I was like, yes, I am, but that's none of your business.
Oh, man. Boy, somebody's in red form today.
Yeah, somebody
isn't red. Leave my skeet alone.
No.
Oh, man. But either way, in Beyonce's song, the first few seconds was the audio from the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. So a lot of people were in an uproar about that. And also, there's actually now a part of the video shows the actual Last Supper of Christ, and Beyonce's shown in the middle. So now, watch it. The Pope. You don't want to get on the Pope's nerves.
Because Lil Wayne did something. Lil Wayne did an album. I mean, he did a video. He put himself on a cross, man, and nobody said nothing about that.
Yeah, but he also almost stepped on the American flag, and everybody almost got killed him for that one. In this case, kudos to Jigga Man and Beyonce, because they deserve it. They did a lot to earn their money and everything like that. So, you know, kudos to both of them. Simple as that.
Yeah, they work hard, man. We can't hate them. We can't hate them what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I hate them what they do, man.
Can't hate them what they do, but I'll tell you this. The next time they have something like that, we will send our correspondent here, Mr. GPS, and do a live version of the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous.
Damn right. As a matter of fact, the next time they want to drop $100,000,
mm-hmm,
on drinks.
Yes.
They should do it at the Roger Wilco.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Our buddies at Roger Wilco, we sponsor them greatly. They don't sponsor us, but that's okay. They don't know about us yet, but we're blowing up.
Where they could make at least 5,000 souls happy in one shot.
Well, hey, and anything can happen. I mean, Beyonce went into a Walmart and bought 20-some-odd thousand dollars in gift cards for everybody that was in the building.
Well, I heard it was a little higher than that, but...
It could be. Wait a minute. I'll double-check on that right now, because I'm still in this story here. And
Was I at this Kmart, man?
Yeah, if you were at Kmart, you definitely weren't there, because she was at Walmart, buddy.
She was at Walmart? What about Target, man? I'm going to see her. She going to spend use some of those credit cards in Target, man?
Ooh, baby, man. That'd be a hot one to you. She got rid of that motherfucker quick for sure.
She gave gifts of over $37,000 in gift cards. That's what it was. Yes. So you just walk into a Walmart. All right, Merry Christmas, $37,000. Oh, man.
I guess she already spent her bonus, man, her signing bonus at this point. Price spent that up in the past 24-hour period, it sounds like.
I would think so. But either way, kudos to both of them. You know, they really did a great job. And, you know, much success, you know, from here on out. And I'm pretty sure they're going to have tons and tons more success. So... we all need to get on that that gravy train somehow, somewhere. Uh-huh.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Keep my fingers off you, baby. I want you. Nah, nah. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby. I want you. Nah, nah. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. Resting under these lights, boy, I'm drinking. Walking in my life, 7 minutes. I'm rubbing on it, rubbing. If you scared, call that ribbon. Boy, I'm drinking. Get my brain right. I'm on the brown, yeah, gangsta white. Louis shit, he sweat it out like wash rags. He wet it out, boy, I'm drinking. I'm singing. On the mic to my boy, twisting. I fill the tub up halfway, then ride it with my surfboard. Graining on that wood, graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this, surfing all in this good. We walk up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. Last thing I remember is I built a full body. Drunk in love, we be all night. Oh, we be all night.
I'm nice, I know. Hold up. I do say it's the shit. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. Hold up. Stumble on in the house. Time to back off all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talking about you the baddest bitch thus far. Talking about you be rapping that bird. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Four plague in a foyer. Fucked up my war hall. Slint your panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Box up like Mike. In 97 I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, nah, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime. Say eat the cake, anime. I'm nice. But y'all reach these heights, you gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon' in, we be all night.
Daddy, I want you. We be all.
let's jump into this story here. Okay, gentlemen. The first thing that you think about when I say the name Zoe Saldana.
A bottle of olive oil, please.
What?
Colombiana, man.
Yes, Colombiana, the Colombiana stuff.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Mr. GPS said a bottle of olive oil.
Say that, unless you can do something with it.
let him preach on. Take us to church. He ain't saying nothing. He's keeping it to himself. What's that?
He doesn't want to incriminate himself.
He doesn't want to incriminate himself?
Oh, look. Oh, what I'm going to do with it? Because he that motherfucker up and open it.
Say what? What are you talking about, man?
I gotta put this again. Wait a minute. What the hell are you talking about? I said Zoe Saldana, the actress.
Yes.
And you said olive oil. That's the first thing that came out. That's the first thing you think about when you think of Zoe Saldana is olive oil.
That's what I want to use.
On what?
Her.
What are you going to grill her or something like that?
Not exactly.
All right. Well. Guess what? She's a star from Star Trek Into Darkness from Colombiana, but she has an obsession that men all have obsessions of, and since Mr. GPS is the Zoe Saldana expert. What would you think that Miss Saldana is obsessed with?
Please let it be olive oil.
No, it's not olive oil. Mr. Cortez, what would she be obsessed with?
I would say toes or something.
Ooh, you're close. You're close. You're right church, wrong pew. Well, it's something that all men can be obsessed with. Zoe Saldana is obsessed with tig-ass biddies. In an article that she talked about in this Lucky magazine, she's been obsessed with breasts all of her life. So,
all right.
Would you say that she's a titty person?
So am I.
I think
just about everybody, man.
I think so. But
an oil person.
Okay. But she said, though, and her the famous quote here, which will probably linger with her for the rest of her life, quote, I wouldn't mind buying myself a pair of breasts before I die. Money is no object.
And a bottle of oil go with them.
You and this bottle of oil, boy.
She's just proportionally. I think she's just right proportionally from what I'm saying. Because mm-hmm. I was saying that drum line last night, and I seen her on there, man.
Oh, she was on that.
Yeah, she was in Drumline. She was Nick Cannon's love interest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, she makes a quote. She says, "You always want what you don't have," unquote. My whole life I've been obsessed with breasts. I love them. I don't like fake things. But I wouldn't mind buying myself a pair before I die. With or without Mr. GPS?
Oh, shit.
You put him on the spot. Don't swerve. With or without
Zoe?
Yes.
Oh my God!
she's half now. For you people that don't know what she is, she's half Puerto Rican, half Dominican.
Look, I tell you, let's say it this way: package is just fine the way it is. Mm-hmm. But if you want to add a little something to it, go right on ahead.
Okay, that sounds good. So, Mr. Cortez, are you a tig ass bitty person, or you're a punani person?
I'm pretty mellow. I'm really, I go either way. It don't matter to me, man.
Okay. We just want to make sure. So, either way, poll so far here is 100%. Doesn't matter as long as you know how to work it. And from what people say, she does know how to work it. So,
hey.
We will digress off of that one. I figured they bring it.
all virtuous light seekers, lift your souls, let's unite. The secret truth, the deepest proof of the heights of our birthrights. My heart strikes on mics as if I'm stronger than passion. The more intense the love, the much more longer the lasting. Today I'm fasting, controlling hunger, never falling under. Thoughts weigh a ton, particular, similar to the sun. So when you come, you best to bring it strong. The clock is ticking, baby, you best to bring it on.
My love is deeper than the ocean, higher than a mountain, and I'm gonna keep on reaching for the sun. Can no other steal my heart or dampen my desire? Oh, yeah, baby, you're the one to turn me on. So bring it on.
I begin to bring it
on.
The more effort you put in, baby, the better it gets. So recognize the real and hold a brother down. Fake snakes back in the past almost sold a brother way down the river. Respect the clock, check out the rush I give you. These days are hectic, there's no time to bring it wrong. My time is precious, so bring it on.
You gotta have a New Year's resolution. I know you do.
I just put one out on YouTube, man. I'm gonna work harder and try to make more social contacts or social connections with people, so I can get my images out there more.
Okay.
Yeah, because I find I'm realizing networking is like a big thing, man. That's something I need to work on, is networking with different artists and different people, man, to get my voice out there.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, little by little, it always works out. So, I mean, obviously, you've got the, you've got the talent and everything there. So, you know, I won't see it as any kind of a problem for you to do what you got to do.
Yeah, it's just making time as always, man. Yeah, it's making time to want to do it. That's what kills me, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very.
Finding time to do it.
Yes, but we always will make that time. That's one thing we can't say that we won't do. But, yeah. Mr. GPS, what about yourself? What's your New Year's resolution?
Lose weight, better my health, clean up my credit, and...
And keep drinking.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. What do I do?
Not even a little less?
I don't know. Okay. We had this little argument a few days ago. I work roughly, I get like 2 nights off a week, really. Mm-hmm. So if you were to flip that around for the common person, that would be like 2 nights a week that you really get to rest.
Gotcha.
The rest of my days, I'm up running almost 18 hours a day sometimes. Working like that, you can only drink so much. And 2 days a week, and I can still get up and go through the other days with relative ease, I can only be drinking but so much.
Okay. All right. I'll accept that.
Wasn't ready to be no millionaire. I was ill prepared. I was prepared to be ill, though. The skill was there. In the beginning, it wasn't about the ends. It was about busting raps and standing for something. Fucking acronym. Cut the fucking act like you're happy. I'm fucking back again with another anthem. Why stop when it doesn't have to end? It ain't over till I say it's over. Enough when I say enough. Throw me to the wolves and close the gate up. I'm afraid of what'll happen to them wolves when the thought of being thrown into an alligator pit. I salivated it. Raiders up. Hands up like it's 12 noon. Straighter up, wave them to your dislocator, rotator cuff. Came up rough, came to ruffle feathers. Now egos, I ain't deflating. The last chance to make this whole stadium in rust. Line with each line that I finish, I'm so close to my goals I can almost pole vault over the goalposts. And if I don't got enough in the tank, maybe I can just siphon enough to fill up this last can. Man, will I survive in this climate or what? They said I was washed up and got a bloodbath. I'm not a rapper, I'm an adapter. I can adjust, plus I can just walk up to a mic and just bust. So floor's open if you'd like to discuss. Top five in this motherfucker, and if I don't make the cut, what, like I give a fuck? I'ma light this bitch off like I'm driving a truck to the side of a pump. 0 to 60, hopping and gunning like G-Unit without the hyphen. I'm hyping them up. And if there should ever come a time when my life's in a rut, and I look like I might just give up, it might have been stuck. Me for bowing out, I ain't taking a bow. I'm stabbing myself with a fucking knife in the gut while I'm wiping my blood. Cause I just shit it on the mic and I like getting cut. I get excited at the sight of my blood. You're gonna fight with a nut. Cause I'ma fight till I die, I win. Biting the dust, it'll just make me angrier. Wait, let me remind you of what got me this far. Picture me quitting. I draw a circle around it and put a line to its smut. It's survival or what? Stack your hammer, but don't come unless you come to battle. Now I'll jump in the saddle, this is it. It's what you eat, sleep, piss, and shit. Then breathe, your whole existence just consists of this. Refuse to quit, fuse is lit, can't defuse the wit. I don't do this music shit, I lose my shit. Ain't got shit to lose, it's the moment of truth. It's all I know how to do. As soon as I get thrown in a booth, I spit. But my respect is overdue, I'm showing you the flow. No one do, cause I don't know no diploma for school. I quit, so there's nothing for me to fall back on. I know no other trade, so you better trade your fucking mics in for some toolboxes. Cause you never take my pride from me, it'll have to be pride from me. So pull out your pliers and your screwdrivers. But I want you to doubt me, I don't want you to believe. Cause this is something that I must use to succeed. And if you don't like me, then fuck you. Self-esteem must be fucking shooting through the roof. Cause trust me, my skin is too thick and bulletproof to touch me. I can see why the fuck I disgust you. I must be allergic to failure, cause every time I come close to it, I just sneeze. But I just go 1, 2, then up, cheese!